A response is required. A measured, a controlled response. You understand what I mean. You understand you're faithful to us. God alone knows why. What sort of party is this to be faithful to? All my colleagues would stab me in the back soonest chance. Nice. Gentle way, nothing too big, too obvious. Career backstabbers, refined backstabbers to a fault. Just a matter of timing. But you're a good girl, I can tell. You wouldn't say anything to anyone, wouldn't say boo to a goose, and I need your sword, your support, your back. I'll have your back if you'll have mine. In this backstabby world, that's politics for you. It wouldn't be so bad if you only had to worry about the opposition. So, a response. I'd like to hear your suggestions. I have my own thoughts. Of course, I have my own ideas, but then who doesn't? But it doesn't do to necessarily say them out loud. People might get the wrong impression. The people always do. They're not sheep as such. The people. Not sheep, nor wolves, precisely. They can be led like sheep. But then they'll attack you like the keenest of wolves. And so the trick is, the trick I need to pull off is to lead them as sheep, to the target I want them to savage as wolves. It's a difficult, it's a balance. And so in every crisis a response is required, one that both leads the flock and backs the pack. Get it wrong, and it's bloody murder. But you understand that. You're intelligent to understand the game, like the game we're playing, you tease. Have another drink. Go on, be a sport, my dear. You want to know what we do when in power, when not. We react largely to crisis. And at this moment we have another crisis, well, not a particularly urgent one, because it's not very domestic. It's one of those crises somewhere out in the world, and no one really cares. That's a problem a lot of the time. How to gain capital from a situation when no one cares. You care, though, don't you? You're the caring sort, aren't you? You'll look after me, I'll look after you. You'll go places, just stick with me. So we've got a crisis abroad that we can't exploit, not yet. Dying children abroad. But seriously, who gives a fuck about them? Because it's so sad. Because it's so sad. Boo-hoo. It's a joke, of course. How many dead foreigners does it take to gazump one of our own? How many poor dead babies, because they're all poor over there. How many poor dead babies does it take to change a light bulb? Don't look at me like that, my dear. I didn't make the world. I'm not the news cycle's keeper. It's their fault we're so judgmental. I just try to live through it. But today we have real gold. Golden opportunity. Knock, knock, who's there? A dead reporter, you say. An American. Woo fucking who? What's that? Killed by one of ours? Killed by a Brit? Chopped his head off? Oh no, that's terrible. Fucking fantastic! Because that's news. That's something for the news cycle to eat up and chew away at and not fully spit out for months, years even. And that's true opportunity, a chance to grab the initiative, for us to do something, to actually stand up and say and do something that yesterday would have been unthinkable. But today is so reasonable, a reasonable response, a measured, a controlled response to the beheaders of journalists, especially American ones. Now, you see, now we can write ourselves into a law. Because what is an MP if he or she, maybe this will be you one day, my dear, what is an MP if he or she cannot write laws? Yes, nothing looks so good, nothing so popular as a change in the law, but people can be so awkward about laws. They stand in the way, unless it's something small, something swift, something popular, because everyone likes tougher laws, especially against murderers. I'm amazed we haven't brought back hanging. It wouldn't lose us any votes. But some people are appallingly gutless. You don't have to sit over there, you know. Come over here, my dear. So, something swift, something small, but something to say that I've got the initiative, that I've got the upper hand, which is the aim of the game, to show the party, the government, the country, the papers, and my wife that I fucking matter. And fuck the people who don't want the law, and fuck the people who say it'll never happen, because it doesn't matter if it happens, just that I said it. So you fuck the law, fuck the process, fuck them all, so long as I'm in the papers tomorrow, and I win. You know, you're very perceptive for someone so young. How old are you? Really? I thought you were younger. But 22? That's still young, I mean. You're barely legal. Could you get me a refill and pour yourself just a little bit more? You can throw those shoes off if you like. It's just us. They must be uncomfortable. Chin chin. So let's get the juices flowing. Type out a few sentences. Sit, my dear, sit and type. Something simple, something small, something swift. Just an adjustment, a tiny little thing. We want to do something to stop this happening again, because we do. No one wants some half-caste bridge chopping someone's head off. Fucking disgusting. So what do you do? How do you stop people like that? Stop them from doing that shit? I mean, we can't change the law to ban the chopping of heads off. Chopping people's heads off is quite a bit against the law anyway. It's not something we encourage. So what if we make it clear to people like that, if they go out there, out into one of those shitstorm deserts, that they're automatically in our sights? Yes, that's the idea. And it would be such a tiny change, such a little shift, just adjust the presumption of innocence. Yes, type that. Yeah, seriously, if anyone goes to one of those god-awful countries, then they're asking for it. They're flaunting themselves before the security services, asking to be arrested. Yes, if they go to some slutty little jihad state, then we'll rape their asses upon their return. Yes, if anyone goes out of their way to flirt with a terrorist country, then they should have to prove to us that they aren't dirty little terrorists themselves. And it's such a little thing. Put the burden of proof on these bitches. Serves them fucking right going out there. Looking like that, giving it the beard and the bomb vest and the burqa vibe. You agree, don't you? Well, come on. Say something, dear. You know, you really don't have to be shy with me. I'm just a big, cuddly teddy bear. Why don't you just relax? Stroke the old keys like a good little girl. I mean, while you're down there. Calm down, dear. I was only joking. Shit, love, I thought you were one of us. Oh, obviously, I was wrong. Christ, interns didn't used to be so fucking frigid. Right, you've got the idea now. Type me out a press release. Actually, before you do that, see what's trending, what the sheets are doing. Well, don't sit there, but... What? What's that? Oh, fuck. Boris has suggested exactly the same thing. Fuck. Little fucker. Better write me a press release saying I oppose any knee-jerk change in the law. Can't say I'm for Boris. Right, you tie something up for me and I'll look at it in the morning. You can let yourself out.